Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, this sums up today. It does. It sums it up. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio reacting to an Eagles loss last night, 22-21 in the home opener to the Atlanta Falcons. All right. Sirianni yesterday, or last evening, he is talking about hindsight, reflecting on the decisions from the game. Here's Sirianni last night after the game. Sirianni after the game.
Nick, with your side, are there decisions you would have done differently in hindsight?
Sure. Like anytime you go and you don't get points on a drive in the red zone, you know, fourth and three in the first one, you're like, well, should I have went for that there? And, you know, I went for a fourth and three after that, you know, when after the completion to Dallas that got us to fourth and three, we got that and we got points out of that. So anytime it doesn't work out, you know, that's why I'm sitting in this seat, the head coaching seat. Like, I got to be ready for the consequences of whether it works or whether it doesn't work. And in that scenario, first off, you know, obviously it didn't work. So obviously I'm going to second guess myself in those scenarios that it doesn't. Same thing on the third and three. It was an incomplete pass. So sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't work. And, you know, all I can do is go back and review those and say, did I like what we did here? Would we do it again, or would we change directions next time? Everything's thought out of what we want to do, but, you know, that's this game of football. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and in those cases it didn't, and so I got to rethink it.
Well, he should, because I didn't like what he did last night. I didn't like it in the moment, didn't like it today. Ryan Clark on ESPN last night, he said Sirianni gave the Falcons life last evening.
Nick Sirianni might have just saved the Atlanta Falcons season.
It's that big.
And I think he definitely changed the course of Kirk Cousins' season. And it's not because that one play did so much, but that one play allowed the Atlanta Falcons a chance to go be great. I believe it's a good play call, because if I'm Nick Sirianni and I know I want to go up, I want an opportunity to run the entire clock out, I'm going to put the football in the hands of my quarterback, who was the runner-up to the MVP 2 years ago, to my running back that I went out and spent big money on, who has a skill set that allows me to put him in the flat on a play I've seen work already tonight in that situation. He was wide open. The throw was exactly where it needed to be. It hit Saquon Barkley in the hands, one of the most talented players in the league, and he dropped it. But that's football. You make decisions as a head coach. You make the call as an offense coordinator if you're Kellen Moore, and then the players have to execute. And in that moment, as Saquon said, he didn't execute.
Well, he didn't, but that's part of why it frustrated me, because if the decision is, I want to end the game here, I don't want to give them the ball back, then just go for the fourth down. You trusted your quarterback and your team on third and three. Trust them on fourth. You trust them on fourth down in the first quarter, but not the fourth quarter. It doesn't add up. Self in North Philly. What's up, Self? Self, going twice. Self back on.
I mean, come on.
Anthony in Norristown is up. Hey, Anthony.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's How we doing, on, Anthony?
Man? I was at the game last night, so you can tell how I'm doing. So, you got me, right?
Well, we got you. Yeah, we're feeling right. The same as you. I could tell. I'm guessing annoyed, tired, combination of the two.
All of the above. Let's start off with Bijan. I said before the game, they need to have 2 to 3 sets of eyes on him at all times. Clearly they didn't. So, blip one. Saquon drop, I mean, he had it in his hands. He should have caught it, but he started turning towards the end zone and took his eyes off the ball. Would you agree with that?
That's what it felt like.
Yeah. So the Jalen interception, he was throwing into double coverage. He basically gave it to them at the end of the game.
I watched it a few times this morning, Anthony, and I did notice that as he let go of the ball, Goddard came open over the middle. Because the guy that was like two guys, one over top of Devontae, he actually intercepted at Bates, and there was a guy underneath him. The guy underneath, he kind of floated towards Devontae. If Jalen rips it to Goddard over the middle, they're probably at the 45 with the 20 seconds to go.
He was definitely open, and there was a third guy coming into coverage at that point. And I do want to mention Nick Foles at the very end, if you don't cut me off. But what exactly does Sirianni do?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Okay. I like that answer.
I'm not asking at the press conference, though. You get a little tested.
Well, he's the head coach.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, he's the head. He reminds us he's the head coach, even though he doesn't break the team down after the game and can't figure out fourth downs. But he's in charge.
All right. So I like that. And then the Nick Foles thing. I have to charge someone on the 94 team for this. I don't know what show it was you. If it was you guys, if it was afternoon, it probably wasn't morning because I haven't been catching that. So, DeCamera, you're safe this time. But I was led to believe the ceremony or commemoration, whatever, was going to be at halftime. So I perfectly planned out to go to the bathroom just before the end of the first quarter, come back, and I sat in that seat all the way through and was like, what happened here?
So, Anthony, I don't know why they did with it. So I guess they did it, what, in between the end of the first quarter and the second quarter?
I believe it was at the end of the first quarter when I was probably walking back to my seat. But I was told on this station, not your show necessarily, could have been afternoon, that it was going to be halftime.
So, Anthony, here's what I'll say on that. It was never presented to Anthony. We appreciate it, and good call. I don't think any of us were ever presented with from the Eagles. Sometimes, like, the Phillies will say, hey, sit down in your seats at 6:30, right, for a ceremony. The Eagles never presented that to anybody. I don't know why they did it when they did it. I have to imagine, Hugh, there was probably something on the board at some point telling people, end of the first I have no idea how they structure those things when they say, hey, well, Nick Foles, give him a hand.
I will say this. From what I saw, I mean, I want to say this right because I don't want to get it wrong. Hispanic Heritage Month.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
So was that part of halftime? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes, that was the halftime show, and that's something that is league wide. Please, if I'm saying it wrong, please forgive me because I want to be correct in what I'm saying. But it was Hispanic Heritage Month, I do believe, and that's why they had the salsa dance because Jason Avant was out there on the field. So Jason gets it in. Bro.
When I worked with Jason, he told me how much he salsas.
No, listen. Shout out to Jason Avant. So much so that I want to learn how to salsa dance because the look on his face and the seriousness that he was out there salsa dancing with, partner wasn't bad to look at either, by the way. I mean, none of those guys' partners were. Shout out to the people that were out there dancing. It was a cool look, and it was something. You could tell why he likes doing it because it's something that can help keep you in shape. So that's what it was. That's why they couldn't do it at halftime.
Yeah, look, I don't. That makes a lot of sense to me. If you missed it, obviously, and you were there last night, that stinks. Now he did join us in the pregame show last night, and it was awesome. The crowd out there was great, and we had a great time, catching up with Nick for about 10 minutes last night. But it's just cool that he was back and he was around. Self in North Philly, what's up, Self?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
Hey, listen. Let me start with this. Kyle is the reason. And this Philadelphia fan base is the reason why the Eagles are where they are. They play fan ball and not football. Overstand something. Number one, football is a game of chess, not checkers. You want to see shootouts and high scores? Watch basketball. That's a game of checkers. Football is a game of chess. It's a game of strategy. It's a game of decision making. Now, Sirianni, that being said, This is an organization of bad decision makers, period. From Jeffrey Lurie bringing back Howard Roseman to Howard Roseman letting go the players that he let go and then bringing some back. Like, and Sirianni not going forward on fourth down. The rule for football is you always take the points unless it doesn't make sense and you need a touchdown. You always take the points. That's the rule of football. I don't know what this microwave generation of football fans is looking at or wanting, but that's not the game of football. If he takes that field goal, we might be talking about a different game. Maybe we won't, but we might be. You know what I'm saying? Then Jalen Hurts is who he is. Let's just be honest. I'm going on the record to say it now. He is a poor decision maker. He forces balls that don't need to be forced. This is probably why he lost his starting job to Tua in college. Maybe the college coaches saw that. I don't know much about his college career. But I'm telling you, watching him now, he is a horrible decision maker. He is not a floor, he's not a floor general or a field general. He's not. He doesn't have what it takes. He doesn't see the field. He sees one person. He goes in that huddle like AJ getting the ball. And that's who he's going to look at.
Well,
the
and that's the interception last night. Yeah, that was it. And Jesse Bates ran over himself. I it's hard for me to argue with that. I mean, look, I think he played relatively well last night itself. We appreciate it. But, Hugh, we're on a stretch now. And again, Jalen was not the main reason they lost last night. Mm-hmm. He couldn't rescue them when they needed him. They needed that. He couldn't do it. But just his play over the last year plus is way closer to average than it is special.
I tell you, it reminded me of this. It's like we talked about it a few weeks ago. Well, before the season started. Like a lot of times in certain situations. Like we talked about it when we were talking about at the beginning of the Green Bay game. You revert to what you know, what's comfortable. And that's kind of what it felt like. If what I saw last night with Jalen, he was just trying to get the ball down the field, push it down the field. Now, there were some other opportunities probably underneath because at that point you need a field goal.
Right.
But I guess you're going for all the gusto. Time is not on your side.
It reminded me of the Seahawks game.
Yeah, time is not on your side.
They don't score much, but they're ahead. The defense blows it, and then Jalen gets the ball back late, and there's a chance. I mean, they would have had to make the right play, and the field goal probably would end up 55, 60 yards, depending on where they would have got to with the one timeout. But the pick happens, and they never have a chance to take
that
field
goal. You know what the irony of that whole scenario is? Is because we talk about how in the beginning of the game, he felt pressure to get that playoff, and he threw an interception. The irony for me is that right before Kirk Cousins drove the ball down the field and said what he said, Troy Aikman came on and said, hey, this is why you pay Kirk Cousins the money that you pay for moments like this. And Kirk Cousins marched down the field and scored. So now – roughly 30 seconds on the clock or something like that. It was not a whole lot of time.
But they had a timeout, they needed a field goal.
They needed a field goal. So now, and I'm not saying this is true, but it's the irony of listening to that call and hearing that and then seeing what Jalen does. Right out the shoot, yam, he trying to go for all the gusto.
So this is petty, but I heard it on Sal's phone call. I've heard it a lot on the show today. Does anybody actually know what the whole chestnut checkers phrasing is supposed to mean? Checkers is where you have two sets of moves, basically, or like one move, and you just do the same thing all the time.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The chess is calling the pass play on the 3rd and 3, being aggressive and trying to win the game, using everything in your arsenal and doing something that's zigging while the other team zag. That's chess, not checkers.
No, well,
but it's risk. We have to drop that.
But it's okay, it's fine. No, we can drop that.
We won't use that.
But it's risk versus reward.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's more being more strategic.
No, it's like being more simple in your actions.
No, checkers is more simple.
No, it's not. Yes,
chess is
yes.
More strategic.
That's my,
I think
yeah,
the implication is if you are a good chess player, you're probably wise and smart and a quick thinker and a smart thinker. If you're a checkers
and
player,
chess, you need to be more outside the box in your thinking.
That's
which
fine.
Is going, which is make going a pass play on 3rd and 3. Then, I just want to get that out there.
But if you are willing,
I like how
if
you looked it up though.
Yeah, it's fine. If you're willing to throw the ball, I'm all about what's the objective. The objective, if you're throwing the ball on 3rd and 3, is to win the game, right? You don't want to give the ball back to the Falcons. That's the whole point, because you say, they're stuffing the line, very difficult to run there, I want to get the first down. Then you don't want to give the... You're saying without saying it, I don't want to give you the ball back. That's my fear. Giving you the ball back could cost me the game. Then go for it on fourth down.
But no, because then the scenario changes when you get to fourth down, because you are more resigned to the fact that you are very likely to give them the ball back. So then you have to weigh your options. Do I want to give them the ball back with a 6-point lead or a 3-point lead? I think I'm totally okay with them taking the points out. I don't understand why everyone's freaking out. I think people just... Like they were ready to jump down Sirianni's throat as soon as something bad happened.
This is
they
all
don't
want to
blame Saquon Barkley because we like the guy and he was the fun signing of the offseason, but the reality is he dropped the ball that would have won the game. It's so simple.
Yeah, we could also blame Jalen. He threw an interception to seal the loss. Like it won.
Everyone knows what the turning point was, man. Everyone knows what the turning
coach,
point was.
Get out of the way. Do whatever you do all week and get out of the way. He didn't get out of the way last night. He interjected himself right in the game. So he's like a baseball manager that made the wrong call.
I think his managing was fine.
Oh, I thought it was awful.
A good player made a bad play.
Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Julio, I'll blame this on you.
I figured. All right, why?
You were a 49er fan. You was all rooting for us yesterday. Today had been your boy Shanahan. Oh, great play call. He just dropped the pass. It was right there. Saquon dropped the ball. That's why we lost. That was it. The game was over. Perfect play call. He dropped the ball.
I mean, he dropped the ball, I know. I mean, are you trying to compare Sirianni to Shanahan? Because I can't do it today.
I'm talking about you being a 49ers fan.
I'm not a 49ers fan. Just because I think they're better run and they have a smarter coach doesn't mean I'm a 49ers fan, Jay. The coach screwed up last night.
Choke all the time. The coach say choke. The play call was right there.
Oh, God.
You want to talk about coaches choking? Talk about the old man Fangio. He was running Philadelphia Stars plays out there.
That was a good one. Yeah. That was a good one.
I'm not going to argue with Fangio. Fangio's done nothing for 2 weeks but sit in his box and look angry.
Who was all? I like the way Fangio talks. He's an old school guy. They're going to practice during the preseason. What were they practicing?
I don't know.
I mean, defense played during the preseason. What did they do?
Might have to walk that one back a little bit.
Huh?
What did they do? They played during the preseason. Defense played.
They might be on to something with this one.
Well, they also might have bad defensive players.
How come you didn't blitz the statue right there?
Yeah, we
70 yards to go. They didn't blitz him once, move him off his spot or nothing. Just sat back there and looked.
I
know. But you blame Sirianni.
Jay, if they run the football, they run the clock down.
Football, yeah. We caught the pass. It was over. It was over. Perfect play call. Right? We were screaming Kellen Moore.
No, it wasn't. No.
We got Kellen Moore. New offense. This and the third. Perfect play call. I give it that. Saquon dropped the ball. He catches the ball. What are we talking about?
Well, he often drops the ball, Jay, and we're getting to know it now. He often drops the football.
He had four catches yesterday.
And he has the most drops in the... I don't understand. Like, when Jalen Hurts drops back, he turns the ball over a lot. It's a it's a real possibility when
Who missed more three-pointers, Curry or Ben Simmons? Curry don't take none, right? I mean, Simmons don't take them, right?
No, please stop. Please stop.
You missed 100 of the shots.
He's got a point. No, he doesn't have
a great point.
No, he doesn't have a point. Saquon Barkley has the most drops of any running back. If we think we have Brian Westbrook or Christian McCaffrey or Marshall Faulk, we are sadly mistaken. That's not who he is. He's not a great pass-catching running back. It's the truth. Look at his career. He drops the ball a lot.
But he's not like the worst one to where
you just do not throw him the ball.
Of
course not. I didn't say that.
All right, well then, like, do we have to forget about that
whole
thing?
No, we don't. It's part of the reality of who the player is. Just like, okay, that's like me saying, you know what? I think Jalen Hurts is a good decision maker, so he probably won't throw a pick. No, he throws a lot of picks now.
Hold on a second. Because we haven't gone back and looked at all of Saquon's drops, right? Like, they could be contested catches. How many wide open passes
out of the flat does Saquon catch? He dropped a terrible one.
Yeah, okay. And that's the exact moment that we should be looking at as to why the Eagles lost this game. Is because one of the best players on the offense screwed up.
I feel like the 42nd runoff.
Yes.
I can't argue what the analytics tell you because, like you said, we've seen this before, and quarterbacks talk about how they probably would have handled it differently. Man, again, three things happen when you run the football, throw the football.
And two are bad.
Two of them are bad.
And we got the bad last night.
I would have felt more comfortable giving Kirk Cousins a minute or less than a minute on the clock as opposed to giving him a minute 30.
We're arguing too much what happened. Not the decision-making is the idea. It's not what happened. I mean, anyone could say what you're saying, Kyle. He dropped a wide-open pass. We all saw it. The decision-making. There's a real chance. Jalen Hurts has incompletions on 40% of his throws, right? There's a 40% chance there, whether it's a good ball or not. It's not caught.
No.
That's a fact, right?
I understand that.
So 40% of the time, Jalen Hurts drops back to pass, and it's an incomplete pass. Mm-hmm. That is, you go into the play, and you think, 40%, this might be incomplete. That's the quarterback we have, okay?
Yes.
That's the reality of the passing game. If you run the ball there, what do you think he gets? I think he probably gets the first down, or he gets 2 yards.
I have no idea. I mean,
Wait a second. We do. We have an average of his runs.
No, okay. But I can't predict what's going to happen on that particular play, just like you can't predict that he's going to drop a pass that's wide open in the flat.
Probability. The probability is Saquon Barkley has a positive run, if not a first down. You can guarantee the clock runs. That's the only guarantee. The clock runs on the run.
The clock doesn't matter.
It does.
I just think the results are affecting how we view the decision-making process.
I'm going before the decision-making. There's a reason. I mean, I know we can all have our disagreements and we could all have our own opinions. There's a reason why Ross Tucker, Tony Dungy, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, everyone said the same thing.
Saw him drop it.
No.
If it works, we're all praising the aggressive decision.
They're saying it on the
Manning
cast before the play call. Ross Tucker's telling us he felt the same way Ray Dininger. Nobody thinks that's a smart call besides Kellen Moore and Nick Sirianni.
Kellen Moore's a good offensive coordinator.
Yeah, is he?
Yes.
All right.
He called a play that worked. The player dropped it.
Well, it didn't work.
You know, when he got fired in Dallas, Mike McCarthy made the point that he wants to light up the scoreboard. He doesn't know how to win games yet.
McCarthy was talking about bringing us back to the 80s.
No, but guess what? His offense was better without Kellen Moore. What I saw last night was an offensive coordinator that wanted to make the play to win the game instead of make the smart play. And the head coach didn't override him.
I saw our best running back drop an easy
pass. That's wonderful. It's the process. The process.
I think it's affected by the results.
Sense. Anthony in Hamilton. Hey, Anthony.
Anthony,
you there, Anthony?
Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry.
No. I mean, all right. Go ahead.
I heard you guys a couple minutes ago talking about a hair loss thing.
Yes.
I'm 19 years old. After that game, I might need it. It was absolutely horrible.
Dr. Rafi. Call Dr. Rafi.
Help you out if you get you back in the dating game too,
or just the football game.
Or just the football game will get you more clients.
Anthony, what are you thinking?
So I'm hearing a lot of people talk about Hurts, Saquon, Sirianni, and I understand the Saquon drop should never happen. It was abhorrent, but at the same time, they marched down the field. They should have ran the ball, in my opinion. They should have ran the ball because, again, like you guys said, the only sure way the clock would stop. They ended up scoring the points anyway. We were up with, what, 39 seconds left? In my opinion, the biggest person to blame is Vic Fangio and that defense. I get the Fangio defense, the zone coverages, but when it doesn't work on the first big play, I think it's absolutely ridiculous to not change it, to do the exact same thing. And that's what they did for, what, four straight plays, where they let the Falcons, within 40 seconds, drive down that field and score the game-winning touchdown, which was blown, horribly blown coverage by Darius Slay. So when we're talking about Saquon should have caught the ball, Saquon, I understand that, but at the same time, I don't think 39 seconds is a lot of time. I think that we're still in winning position when they get the football.
Well, they should have been. Anthony, I'm glad you brought up the Slay thing. We appreciate Slay on that last play has probably gotten the most off the hook at anybody.
Because everybody's focused on the wrong thing.
He wasn't even in the zip code.
Well, I'm not going to say the wrong thing. Everybody's focused
on the pass rush.
On what they feel was the reason why the game was lost. And like I said, you can point out multiple. Like, there's never, in any football game, there's never just one thing.
Well, there's so many plays. Yeah,
it's never just one thing, but it's the thing that sticks out to us the most. Like, yeah, the Saquon Bar. Like, it's all in all of this. With us is decision based.
Mm-hmm.
The decisions that are being made, like, you know, what's his name? Slay talked about big play. Was talking about how he was looking in the backfield and he got caught. That happened.
That's a decision he made. And
he
went
made
wrong.
A decision. Like everything has consequences. Like we talked about yesterday, Philly. Now, if we missed that play, we didn't. But if we did, we're having a different conversation. Same thing with that Saquon Barkley play. In my opinion, if I'm coaching, I'm going with the safer call. Now, to Kyle's point, analytics tell you that, hey, in this situation, they got the box crowded, that, you know, it's better to go for the pass play. But you were pushing them cats around all night long.
Analytics also said kicking the field goal was better. Excuse me, going for it on fourth down was better than the field goal. So, like, if we're going to follow it. If we're not, just be conservative. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Our final segment coming up, we'll get to your phone calls here before we pass it off to the afternoon show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle the next day. Yes, at bars all over the Philly area. You can get a free Philly standard, the tailgate beer from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including McGurk's and Horsham with $5 Philly standard cans, along with McGurk's famous crab pretzel, or Jersey's in Glenside, also with $5 Philly standard. Standard cans and a takeout beer store with plenty of Yards varieties. Yards Brewing Company.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.